You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The Purple Project Podcast daily here on a brand new week as I'm sitting here recording this on this Monday, your regular normal Monday, folks, on the Purple Project Podcast daily. Eddie Greer here with you guys for just a few minutes here as I'm sitting here. Just something just came up, so I gotta go take care of that. But meanwhile here, but today here, just to update you guys real quick on the soccer side of things here for Kansas State. Today, this podcast will go up tomorrow. I know with the track and field stuff going on, the NCAA championships this week, we'll be back on every single day. And then afterwards, we're going to go down, trim it down to 3 days a week slash Saturday. So the Purple Project Podcast daily will go down to that. And, of course, this podcast is partnered up with the AutoFest 2022. You know what it is, the Rally in the Valley, coming August 6th, right here in Manhattan, Kansas, behind the Midwest Car Collection Museum in the back parking lot. So the season starts for K-State soccer with 20 matches, obviously. Includes the Big 12 slate, 9-match Big 12 conference slate right there. K-State will play 11 matches at home, of course, at Buser Family Park, including a pair of matches against Big Ten opponents, just like they did last year. I remember they did really face off against Indiana and Northwestern last year as well. Season tickets will go up next month as well. I'm just going to pinpoint here. I'll go over this in further detail. Yes, as something just really came up, so I will have to attend to that first. That's the most important thing. But yeah, it's just bouncing all over here really quick. The opener for K-State here, non-conference game here. They'll open things up here against Missouri State. And, well, actually, first, yeah, that's actually exhibition matches. I should probably say that first with Missouri State on Saturday, August 6th, which is the same day as the Rally in the Valley over there at the Midwest Car Collection Museum outside. I should mind that. I should remind you again. For those of you who want more information, there is a separate episode of that. And again, I will continue to promote that all the way up through August 6th. As well, that's going to be a 1 o'clock start there as well. I know these matches only take 2 hours as well. If you're not taking part in a Rally in the Valley, and of course, they got to go to Wyoming, Laramie, Wyoming, to face off against them, the Wyoming Cowboys. And then non-con schedule officially begins with K-State opening up against Northwestern again for the second straight year, August 18th there as well. And then here, the Big 12 slate begins on the road in Ames against Iowa State, September 22nd, in their first home match. Backing up to Northwestern in their Big 12 home opener will be a couple days later, September 25th, against Oklahoma State. Senior Day is this finale against Kansas on October 21st there as well. So there is that, folks, for you guys on the Purple Project Podcast. Yes, I usually go through it, which I'll probably come back to it again. I might make this into a two-part episode. But yes, big news coming out of K-State. The matches are already set for head coach Mike Dabney and his women's soccer team. They lost a couple key pieces. Well, I shouldn't say a couple. Well, they lost a key, very big piece in Stephanie Enitz. Or not Stephanie Enitz. It's been a Monday, let me tell you that. Brooklyn Enitz, who's playing the pros, lost her. But they bring back a couple of big key players, including Marissa Wetchel, one of the leading scorers from last year, really stepped up their game last year. So there is that as well. So 20 matches set for this upcoming fall schedule for K-State Women's Soccer. Again, we'll see if they can turn the corner. I know we've talked about this at length on this podcast, on the weeklies, which episode 102 is out wherever you get your podcast. The weekly edition with my co-host Alex Aiden. So K-State soccer is still kind of in that puzzling phase when they're going to take that next step. I mean, it's been, what, 3 years now, and we've been kind of been, first year's okay. First year, second year's okay. Now, last year, they took some bigger baby steps a little bit, and this year's kind of, for me, it's a wait and see again with this program. Can they take it to the next step? And we'll have to see. I mean, those questions will start to be answered, obviously. The exhibition matches with August 6th. On the road against Missouri State, and of course the opener, home opener, the season opener at home against Northwestern. A lot more to come on the schedule. I just want to give you a brief description of that on this edition of the Daily Podcast, which, by the way, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. Part of the Pearl Project Podcast, covering all K-State athletics. Of course, again, we're partnering up with the Kansas Senate Jace. Oh, boy. Now I'm going to get butcher this a little bit. The Kansas Senate also a part of the event with Broken Studs Motorsports as well. Partner up with that as well. We're so fortunate to be a part of promoting this big event coming to Manhattan, Kansas. It's going to be the inaugural car show for Auto Fest 2022 with the rally in the valley. And that, hopefully, I will be touching up with these guys and seeing when they want. I know they're interested in doing an in-person interview, so I will have to touch base with them, definitely, and I'm going to have to get the ball rolling on that because, yes, it is 2 months out from that as I'm sitting here recording this. This will go out tomorrow. So definitely 2 months from right now. Actually, yeah, 2 months from today. This will all go down. I know registration fee is $10 and spectators are free with a couple of good events in between that. That's going to do it on this soccer edition, the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. I appreciate y'all. If you're not subscribed to Triple P, might want to get on that right now, obviously. As things after this week with track and field will settle down a little bit, as things will gear up for the 2022-2023 athletic season. Eddie Greer, go Cats! You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.